Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, you're not as fine as you think.
Who you talking to, Sharon?
That's the subject of the letter.
Hit dog, we'll holler though.
Okay.
He got hit, didn't he? In his mind, yeah. Right? Right now, nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Alarm alert.
Oh, alarm alert.
Sounds very simple,
yes,
right?
It does. Yes,
right?
It does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alarm alert. Come on, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Denise, please.
Yeah, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise. This is Tony. I'm calling security. We've got an alarm that's gone off on you guys' property. We're just checking before we send authorities out. Is everything okay? Did maybe someone trip the alarm?
Oh my gosh. No, I'm at work.
Okay.
I'm at work right now. I'm not home.
Okay. Do you have a pet or dog or anything that could actually trip the alarm?
No. That's strange. It never goes off like that. I'm kind of nervous.
Okay. Give me a second. We've got a call into the neighborhood security that actually are en route to the property, and they were going to give us some information before we actually sent the police officers out, unless you would like for me to send them out now. But I feel like
you should send the police. I mean, if I'm not home and nobody's home and my alarm's going off and it never goes off, that I'm worried.
Okay, hang on 1 second. This is neighborhood security calling now. Hang on 1 second. I'll be right back to you.
Okay.
Denise, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, they're out there on the property, the neighborhood security. Do you there is a black guy that is on your premise? Are you familiar with who that might be?
Well, I mean, my husband's black, but he should be at work right now.
Okay.
Oh, so definitely. All right,
okay.
And he probably would have texted me if, you know, the alarm was going off.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you have any other black male friends?
Excuse me?
Do you have any other black male friends that might be at the house?
I mean, yeah. This is a very weird question. I mean, I have black friends, yes, but I don't think they would be in my house.
Okay. Well, I mean, should we just assume that this is your husband? What do you think?
My husband's at work. How tall is this person? My husband's 6'3".
Hold on 1 second. Let me go back to the security from the neighborhood. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah, no, somebody's in my alarm's going off. I don't know. I mean.
Okay, Denise?
Yes.
Okay, they have the black guy that they're looking at is about 5'10", maybe late 20s. How old is your husband?
No. My husband is, I just told you that my husband's not there. He would have texted me or called me and told me that he accidentally set the alarm off. And I'm actually going to text him. I mean, this is crazy. I should probably call him.
Okay.
I mean,
you do realize if we send the authorities out and this is a false call that you're going to get charged for that. You do know that, right?
A false call? You just said somebody's in my house and it's not me or my husband.
Right,
so
I
mean, you should be charging me for that.
You're saying your husband's black, and then there's a black guy there. I mean, they probably know each other, right?
Are you kidding me? What kind of question is that? Why? Because they're both black?
I'm just trying to save you some money, ma'am. I don't want to send out police officers when they get there, and then all of a sudden your husband knows the black guy, or he's a relative or something. I mean, do you want to call and see if you're...
Oh, my God. You think, like... This is really offensive, and I don't understand. If I'm telling you that I don't know who the person is in my house, that means that we should send the police. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Hang on, they're calling back. Just hold on 1 second, Denise. The neighborhood security's calling back here.
Oh my God. This is ridiculous.
Okay, Denise, now... The security in the neighborhood, they're telling me that this guy just drove out of the garage in a white pickup. Do you guys have a white pickup?
Yes, we do.
So this guy just pulled out of your garage in a white pickup.
Well, I have my car at work, and my husband has his car. That's like the truck that he uses on the weekends for like construction and stuff. So that means somebody just stole our car. I can't believe this is happening. You are watching somebody in my house and you basically watch them steal my truck.
Well, I'm going to go ahead now and get the police to go over. Okay.
Now, why the f*** are you going to send them now? He probably took all my shit in my house. I mean, by the time the police get there, there's not going to be anything left in my house. Probably just stole the back of the truck.
I mean, I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to help
you
out here.
I know, what is it going to do me now? I mean, the whole time you've been talking to me, he's been cleaning out my house out and stealing shit.
Well, how did he get in your house?
I don't know. I don't know this guy. You're interrogating me? What the f***?
I'm just asking you, how could somebody get in your house? Why, did you leave something open? What did you
guys okay. Listen, you would know because I wouldn't have been able to set my alarm this morning if something was open. It would beep and it wouldn't let me set the alarm. And the fact that you're interrogating me when somebody's robbing my house, you need to do your job. I need to call my husband. You're wasting my time. I mean, by the time the police get there, it's going to be tomorrow.
So you're gonna call Daryl now?
I'm sorry?
You're gonna call Daryl now?
How the f*** do you know my husband's name?
Denise, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband Daryl got me to prank phone call.
Oh my God. I was gonna come down there and So nobody stole my truck, right?
Nobody stole your truck. Nobody's at your house. Your alarm is fine. Everything is good. But Daryl told me, he said, we got to get my wife. We got to get her good.
Oh, that's so mean. So mean.
Did we get you?
Oh, my God. I was sweating. I was so angry. I was sweating over here.
All right. So tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's so funny!
Oh my God!
I think I might have went.
You think?
Too far.
Oh,
yeah. This you know what? This might be the first time I think I went too far.
Yeah, because you
time.
Never.
The first time.
The first time.
Might be first
that
time.
He thinks.
Yeah.
That he thinks it.
Wow.
Well, I'm a prankologist. Okay. And I'm a prankologist. So
what's the line? So where do you think, what made this prank make you feel like you just went over that line?
There is no line.
I think I took the lady a little too far. You know, she married to the white lady, you know, very nice lady, married to the black guy. It was just a bit much.
You pushed the button a bit.
Pushed it. Yeah, I just kind of went a little too far.
When you reel yourself in, that's scary.
Yeah.
Can you feel to yourself?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah,
you
but I didn't stop. You know,
right?
Nah,
no, I needed to finish
it. That's the scary part, yeah.
I had to finish my part,
uh-huh.
But I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying, I did what I needed to do.
Gotcha.
You know, prankologists always know that you have to finish your prank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to take time right now for all the people that stop me and tell me how they love the pranks. They love the pranks. I love you back. I hope y'all. I hope it gets you to work in the morning with a smile on your face. Everybody's got their favorite one. Everybody always stopping me. And a couple people, like, you know, try to charge me up, like, you know, you ain't going to get me with all that. Okay, cool. And as soon as you say that, I get your phone number from the person that's with you. That's
right.
I'm waiting for Vanessa Bell Calloway
it's
to get
happen.
Pranked. Yes.
It's gonna happen.
That's our girl. I'm waiting. She challenged
prank.
You. Yeah, she challenged you. All right. All right, nephew, thank you. Coming up, Strawberry Letter. Subject, you are not as fine as you think. We'll get into it right after this.